We continue in the Arche Tzadikim. We're going to finish Shaar Azus today. It's a pretty short perek. What the learning is always should be a schus for an Eila Neshama for Adir Chaver Chaim Elazar Ben Shem Shenaryeh and Rabbi Yaakov Yosef and Rechaim and Achim and Zion. It should also be a schus for Fushlem of Chaim Deb and Minarachal, Kanalei Abashain Rachel and Abadati Ben Peral, and a schus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So he continues and he says, Ha'az, someone who has Azus, Nikra Rasha, is called a Rasha, Shenemar Hez Ish Rasha Befanov. That a Rasha hardens his face. And the wicked are considered ugly and despicable in front of Hashem. And even the name of a Rasha should rot. Regarding Boishas, it says, Hashem teaches the humble his way, that Hashem makes crooked the way of the Rishayim. So essentially, basically, he's saying that the right midah to take is the midah of Busha. That's how you get closer to Hashem. And if you take a midah of Azus, then you're following the path of a Rasha, and you're going to get further away from Hashem. Mi sheyesh by midas ha'azos, someone who has the mid of azos, oisa averes chavilas chavilas. He ends up doing averes in bundles. V'choshev atzmai tzaddik, and he thinks of himself as a tzaddik. Ve'al derech ze anu misvadim, and this is what we have in mind when we say vidoy. What do we say? In anu azei panim ukshei oref. We're not stubborn and panim lemar lefanecha to say before you Hashem elikenu Hashem our God tzaddikim anachlo chatanu that we are tzaddikim and didn't sin aval anachdu but rather the truth is that we have avosteinu and our forefathers chatanu. So one of the first things we do when we get ready to say vidui is that we admit that we are not azus panim, that in order for us to do tshuva we can't be Azus panim en kshei oref. V'zohi midah ra'choyle, it's a very sick midah. Mishu rasha v'yoyim alei chatosi, someone who says, I didn't sin, al zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu shayv evinim rachim alav. That when Hashem judges him, he has no rachmanos, kitechziv, heneni nishbad ha'isach, al amrech lechatosi, Hashem's going to judge us just for saying, I didn't sin. Ksiv u'maydav ha'oizev yirucham. That someone who admits, and, one second, someone that covers up his averus is not going to be successful. The path of someone who is stubborn is very far from doing tshuva, as we said, because he refuses to do the basic of admitting that there's a problem. That's the first step to being cured from any addiction, is to admit that there's a problem. And the Azus Panim does not want to admit that. While Hazoyna Nema regarding Hazoyna, it says, Hayeza Faneva Tamar Loi, that she had an Azus Panim to her. Amida Azoysi Ra Ma'oid, this Mida is very bad. Kimavias Adam Levayishas Chaveiroi, it causes a person to embarrass his friends, Vasuaniyim, and poor people, because he doesn't back down. And he's stubborn in his ways, and he looks down upon them. That the poor person asks for help, and the Ashir instead answers with stubbornness. And certainly, if he embarrasses his rabbeim and is stubborn towards them, and he stiffens his neck neged of those that towards those that rebuke him, because of his stubbornness, then that mida can completely remove him from this world. And therefore, a person should remove himself very far from having any azus in his soul. Because again, this midah, it leads a person off, because you have no help, as we said. Very hard to get help when you have this midah, because you're stubborn and you won't even admit that there's a problem. And anyone that tells you that you're wrong, you're going to stand up to them and push them to the side. So the normal path that someone has, no matter what midah you have, whether it's a midah of gaiva, whether it's a midah of sheker, whatever midah you have, but at the end of the day, if someone comes over and tells you you're doing something wrong, there's hope, because you be makabel and you work on yourself. But the midah of azus is so bad that you're not even going to admit that there's a problem. And so it's going to cause that you're going to completely be removed from this world. He says, and as I told you when we started this, that every midah has a positive aspect and a negative aspect, and now he's going to talk about the positive aspect. This midah does have a positive aspect, which is being a stubborn with regards to Torah and Avodah, Lahai is part of negative Rishayim. And if you have Rishayim that are trying to stop you or trying to convince you not to do something proper, you should be stubborn. Well, Haksha connect them, and you should stiffen your neck against them. That's awesome, not to listen to their advice. And not to admit to their lies and their abominations. And be stubborn. Don't try to find favor with them. Tzarich lo is part of mitzvahs. Even when you're doing a mitzvah, you have to be stubborn. Af im yischaku by bnei adam, even if people are mocking you. Tzarich lo is part of neged rabbis of lishol mashen. You also have to be an azas panim to your rabbeim to ask. Again, azas panim is not just being stubborn. It's also not being ashamed. It's the opposite of being ashamed. It's like removing the shame and not having it. So he says you have to be an asas panim when it comes to asking what you don't know. V'lo yispayish, but don't be embarrassed. Don't be afraid to ask your rabbeim and tell them you don't know, even though you're in their presence. And when it comes to rebuking other people, again, don't be embarrassed, but rather you should have a little bit of azus. To push through and give the person the taychacha, the musa that he needs. V'tzarecha Adam, and a person needs, second, I lost my place, hold on. Sorry. V'tzarecha Adam l'hachzik alamida hazois l'achnia b'makam haganai. And a person needs to strengthen himself with this midah to humble himself in a place where it would be shameful, and to strengthen himself according to his strength. It's very difficult to completely escape this midah. If you don't use the maximum amount of strength, to completely overpower it, conquer it, remove it from your place when it would be an avera to use it, but to have it within you to use it where it's needed. In other words, what he's saying is that you have to use seichel to have this midah in your repertoire, to have this midah in your backpack, to most of the time leave it there, but to pull it out when you need it. So it shouldn't be a midah, azus should not be a midah that you completely let go of, because there are times where it's very important to have it. And in fact, in order to do proper avodas Hashem, there are going to be times when people are going to make fun of you, or where you're not going to understand. And if you're not going to have azus, you're going to be afraid to overcome the busha that's involved. So there are times where it's imperative that you have azus. But again, you have to be very careful to only use it in the right situation. And it's very difficult to, so to speak, not use it when it's not appropriate, and at the same time to make sure to pull it out. You know, you can beat the Azus out of you, but then there are times when you need it. So you have to be strong enough to use it in the right situations, but remove it when, for example, you're wrong and you need to admit to it in order to improve.